think it's time for Pat. Hi, Pat. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi there.
What's on your mind, ma'am?
Okay, so I have just been diagnosed with osteoarthritis in my hands. It's actually in both of my thumbs, and my fingers are starting to get a little tender, too, but I can't twist a lid, you know, all those things that you use your thumbs for. So I have been doing a lot of research, and I understand that curcuma and boswellia are two good herbs for that. And I've been wolfing them both down. And I guess I'd want to know how much you would recommend I take that would really start to help with this pain.
Okay. Now, the doc who diagnosed it, he is pretty sure this is osteoarthritis?
Yeah, it's my rheumatologist, and they sent me in for an x-ray on my hands, and he said that it showed the, you know, everything was worn away in there.
Okay.
Anyway, that's, yeah.
Okay, well, the reason I asked that, ma'am, is that it's a shame that specialists don't read research. If they did, they would find that approximately 2 years ago, the cause of osteoarthritis was discovered. I know I yelled. And when you find the cause, you can usually find the remedy. Now,
yeah.
what the cause is, as good as boswellia and so forth are, their lack of them is not the cause. What the cause of osteoarthritis appears to be, according to these researchers, is that the cartilage cells inside of them, just like every other cell in the body, have little things called mitochondria, and the mitochondria throw off energy in the form of ATP. Well, when osteoarthritis starts in, there's not as much energy being generated by the mitochondria, not as much ATP, and without as much ATP, the cell can't maintain itself and it starts to deteriorate. All right, they also found the remedy for that, ma'am, and that is that the B vitamin niacinamide re-energizes the mitochondria. They start throwing off lots of ATP, and oh my goodness, deterioration stops. Now, if the cause is a lack of niacinamide, then of course the solution is to replace the niacinamide. But here's something interesting. That research was only 2 years ago. And back in the 1940s, I am not kidding you, I've got the book, a doctor worked with 454 people with osteoarthritis over a 9-year period of time.
Mm.
He had them all go on to niacinamide, and over 95% of them had total control of their osteoarthritis. No more pain, no more swelling, no more, what else do I want to say, deterioration in there within 3 to 4 months. Now, they noticed no difference for the first 3 or 4 weeks. But after 3 to 4 months, they definitely noticed a difference. In fact, they didn't have problems over 95% of those people. But then for the sake of science, they all went off it again, and doggone it, the osteoarthritis came back again. So they went back on it, and the osteoarthritis went away again. And he did that kind of research over a 9-year period, reported it in a book, and nobody ever reads the blinking book. And now we know why the niacinamide worked. He had no idea why it worked, and neither did his patients. They just knew that it did work over 95% of the time, and the researchers have found out why. So, ma'am, you want to go get yourself some niacinamide. Now, it comes in two forms. It's a 1,000-milligram capsule, and the research in the 1940s, the doctor reported that if it was taken 3 times a day, it worked better than if it was taken twice a day or once a day. He said the more often you take it and the more you take, the better it works. So can we hurt ourselves with it? Yep. And our livers will give us a signal. If you remember one of the prior callers, if we take more niacinamide than our livers want, what do you know? We start getting low-grade nausea and we just have to back off because that's our livers telling us. But if we don't get that nausea, I work with, since I read that book in 1976, it was a 1940s book, I've worked with literally hundreds of people with osteoarthritis, and this fails very occasionally, less than 5% of the time. But there's no report results from the first 2 weeks, the third, fourth week, I think it's working, and by the third or fourth month, oh my goodness, why didn't they tell me about this sooner, you know?
Wow, I'm on my way, Dr. Wright. Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to jump right on that. So, 1,000-milligram capsule 3 times a day.
Unless you're a guy who can swallow big pills, and no. Some women can and some can't. Because there is a time releaser made, but it's 1,500 milligram and it's a big old pill.
Yeah, no. Okay, just another quick question. I'm on bioidentical hormones, And my doctor, who is there at the Tahoma Clinic, has me taking them 25 days on and the 5 days off.
Yep.
And I've heard you say to take it all the time.
No, ma'am. Not me. There's research from Europe that shows if you take it every day, you've got a 44% higher chance of recurrent breast cancer. Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the 25 days on and then, okay.
I'll amend that a tiny bit. Some women need 3 days, some need four, some need five. How do you know? Because it's the number of days you had heavy menstrual bleeding. That's how. And some women have shorter periods of heavy menstrual bleeding. Some have longer. We just copy that.
Okay. Well, I'm 70, and I had a complete hysterectomy when I was 27. So.
Yeah, but when you were 20, when you were 23, how many days of heavy bleeding were there? You go by that, ma'am.
Yeah. I never really had any heavy bleeding, but. Anyway, okay. I've been on this for a long time, and I go in for that the 24-hour urine test every year, and it seems to be working just fine. Do you know anything about this marijuana cream that's supposed to alleviate pain? It doesn't have the drug in it, but it's some kind of a marijuana cream.
It can relieve pain, and you could use it as a temporary measure while you're waiting for the niacinamide to work, but a lack of marijuana cream isn't the cause of osteoarthritis either. It's this niacinamide thing, ma'am.
Okay, cool. And so the curcumin and boswellia, that isn't really going to help me a lot.
Of course it's going to help some. They are pain relievers. It's just that they're not getting to the cause, and so things will start to deteriorate elsewhere in the body. But certain for now, while you're waiting for those things for the niacinamide to work, go ahead and use the curcumin and so forth. That's no problem.
How much would you recommend?
Oh, dear. Depends on what size the capsules are. It's going to be a bunch of them. It does take the curcumin. It does take at least over the course of a day, 1,000 milligrams.
Okay. And the boswellia, probably about the same,
ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're both good pain relievers. I've got nothing against them as pain relievers, particularly the boswellia. But if we know the cause, and these researchers, thank goodness, told us about it 2 years ago, then that's the place to go for the long run.
Yeah, awesome. So what about somebody who can't give blood? I've been into the blood bank like 5 times, and they've kicked me out because they can't get any blood out of me. Apparently my veins are too small. Is that a real issue?
That can happen, yes. So you work with your Tahoma Clinic doctor with something called a blood viscosity test. Those are available at Meridian Valley Lab. That tells you how thick the blood is. And then I work with people who have the same situation as you, and then I work with one guy who just simply is so afraid of needles he hardly ever wants to go near them. He wants to minimize that, and so he has found out by varying his amounts of fish oil how much fish oil it took to get his blood thinned out again. Poor guy, he takes 3 tablespoons, but he says, I'd rather take 3 tablespoons of fish oil a day than donate blood because I hate needles.
Well, I don't mind donating it, but they just can't get anything out of me, and they make me leave. So.
Well, you want to look at the fish oil, and just one other word before we have to go to the next person, and that is researchers found that of the 2 fractions of fish oil, one is called EPA and the other DHA, that the DHA makes ladies' platelets slippery so they don't clot as easy. But it doesn't do a darn thing for men's platelets, even though it does good stuff for the brain for both genders. And the EPA makes the men's platelets slippery. So when you're looking for fish oil, ma'am, you want to look for one that has higher D than E. They both have D and E in them, but you want to look for the higher D fraction because that'll help you more personally.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling, ma'am.